I learned to see in another key next time. Everyone is so young. Everyone is so young. Everyone is so young. Everyone is so young. On the outs with the usual suspects. Well, next time I want big shoulders that can read my mind. Out of touch with the usual subjects. Well, next time I want big shoulders that can read my mind. Who'll show up with a bottle of wine next time? Everyone is so. You'll find chocolate and foil under your chairs. And Jesus will come back to live with us all. He'll help with the rent and be gone by the fall next time. Everyone is so young. Everyone is so young. Everyone.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus summa kazing. I want your attention to everything. Pockety, wackety, whack. Abber, abber, and abber, and knack. Shrink in size, very small. We got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, mum. Preston digitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, mum. Preston digitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, mum. Preston digitonium.
And good morning, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR here at the Student Union Building in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, UBC's community and campus radio station. My name is Derek, and you are tuned in to Sound Square. So, I was held up a little bit by construction this morning, and I hope if anyone out there is driving, you don't get too stressed out about all the construction. Construction, it's everywhere. I'm sort of hoping that over the next little hour and a half here that we're going to spend together, you can reunite with your imagination a little bit, maybe have some alone time with your brain and digest all the events that happened this week. Think about what you're going to do this weekend. Not worry too much about the traffic or those final exams. Maybe you're done. Maybe there's still one more to go. And Christmas is coming. I wonder how that's all going to turn out. So to get things started off, I've got a great little track here called Broken Line 2. And it's done by couple guys here, Alvin Noto and Ryuichi Sakamoto with the Ensemble Modern. It's off their album UTP, and it's just a little something to help stimulate your imagination. And it looks like for whatever reason, the internet is not cooperating here. So let's see what we can do to solve this. Okay. Get all my Firefox tabs open here. Okay, well, we're going to leave you with a little something here from Panthe du Prince, and I will work on getting some of this other stuff sorted out. So let's do a track called A Nomad's Retreat.
It's t-shirt time.
T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Everybody knows it's t-shirt time.
So annoying.
T-shirt time.
It's t-shirt time.
Oh my God, shut up now.
Shirtless robots, listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
Thank you.
and you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Derek, and you just heard some music from the latest album from Nervous Doll Dancing, and the track there was called La La Land, and that's off her album Edelon. Just love that album. It's one of those CDs where every single song on it is just a real treat. Before that, we did get around to playing the Broken Line 2, and that was by Alva Noto and Ryuichi Sakamoto with the Ensemble Modern, and that's off their 2009 release UTP. And at the start of that set, we heard a song called A Nomad's Retreat, and that was by Pantha Duprince. And that's off the album Black Noise. I had a caller drop a line to the studio here about the music that was playing before the show. And we had a CD in by Carolyn Mark. And it's brand new from her. It's pretty good stuff. I really like her sense of humor and her ability to convey that in the music. I'm not sure if this describes her exclusively or if this is also the name of the new album, but it says here on the disc, The Queen of Vancouver Island, so you can check that out. So, interesting piece of news here. It looks like scientists plan to test to see if the entire universe is a simulation created by futuristic supercomputers. U.S. scientists at the University of Washington are attempting to find out whether all of humanity is currently living in a Matrix-style computer simulation being run on supercomputers of the future. According to the researchers at UW, there are tests that could be done to work out whether we are, in fact, real or merely a simulation created by a futuristic android on maybe its lunch break. Currently, our computer simulations are decades away from really being able to even create a primitive working model of the universe. But there are underlying patterns that we can look at to potentially identify this type of situation. So what does it say here? Research suggests that a signature could show up as a limitation in the energy of cosmic rays, for example. By testing the behavior of cosmic rays on underlying lattice frameworks governing rules of physics that could exist in future models of the universe, the researchers could find patterns that could point to a simulation. This is the first testable signature of such an idea, one of the researchers said. So if you've ever spent too much time thinking about what it'd be like to be in the Matrix, well, maybe we can come up with an answer to that. Let's see that the next question is, can you communicate with those other universes if they are running on the same platform? All right, so if anyone's a Max Richter fan, he is a very interesting composer out of Europe, and he just released a new album, and I love the cover because it's sort of got that classic, it's literally a copy of it. It says Deutsche Grammophon. It's got the yellow, sort of the golden box on top, you know, for the classical albums that, you know, you see in used record bins from the 60s or whatever. And it says here on the cover, Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, recomposed by Max Richter. And it's got a whole bunch of sheet music with his scribbles on it, but had a chance to listen to a few songs off of it, and I think this is really interesting music, very inspiring and emotionally inspiring. So we're gonna have a listen to Spring, and that's off of the Max Richter recomposed Vivaldi music here on 101.9 CITR. Thank you.
I'd venture into the city with the first grey of dawn and walk the deserted streets. And when the streets started to fill with people, I holed up back indoors to sleep.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville. And
you know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
And you're still listening to Sound Square. My name is Derek, and we're broadcasting live from 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, British Columbia, at the University of British Columbia. So, we just heard sort of a Max Richter fest there of songs off of his Four Seasons Vivaldi Recomposed, and the last one we heard was Winter One, which is pretty intense, and I love the sort of the eerie, haunted intensity. I think he sort of souped that up, really brought it to the surface. And before that was more Max Richter, and that was off of one of his earlier albums, Songs from Before, and the track there was called Flowers for Yulia. And prior to that, the first song in the Max Richter set was Spring One, and also a recomposed Vivaldi song. So I've gotten a bit of encouragement from fellow listeners out there, and it feels really good to hear from you. And I feel like we need to talk a little bit more about what's happening in the world. And as you can guess, it'll probably be, you know, the most important of items that we're going to talk about. So let's look at Netflix. So Netflix releases rankings for ISPs, the internet service providers. So if you are connected to the internet here in Vancouver and you're not at UBC, your internet probably sucks. But hey, what are you going to do? Just keep paying them $50 a month for that crappy service. But anyway, Netflix has over 30 million members, a billion hours of viewing per month, so they have a lot of reliable data, and it looks like they've ranked Google Fiber as the number one ISP, and this is pretty interesting because Google Fiber is only in Kansas City, and already they're the number one ISP in terms of consistent data access. So, I mean, don't expect Google Fiber coming to your town anytime soon. Analysts have estimated it would cost $140 billion to cover the entire United States, not even Canada, with Google Fiber internet service. And this far exceeds Google's $45 billion in cash that they have on hand. So it's sort of an impossible project. But what's really great is that, you know, where they have started to actually install this gigabit internet access, it's already blowing everything else away. And there's people that definitely want Google Fiber to come to their town and free them of their overpriced competition. I mean, I'm just looking at the list here of ISP rankings, and sort of near the bottom I see Verizon Mobile and AT&T Mobile, and it's like, obviously, these guys are going to be rated low. I mean, if you're watching Netflix on your cell phone over 3G or something, then that's to be expected. But anyway, Google Fiber, it'd be great if we had it. And let's see here. What should I play next? So I have a 2-year-old daughter, and I came across this really interesting musician, and his name is he's from Denmark, and I was really curious to learn how to pronounce his name, because I'm sure there's, you know, certain pronunciation subtleties to different languages, of course. And to the best of my ability, it's Trente Müller. And it's T-R-E-N-T-E-M-O with a forward slash through it, L-L-E-R. Anyway, I was repeating this name out loud when I was with her for all morning. And now she just will not stop saying the word. And I don't know if she knows what it means, because it's a proper name. But in the morning, she'll just come up to me and say, Trente Müller, Dada. And it's just like, okay, thank you. And she'll keep saying it until you say it back to her. So this is for my little one at home, or at daycare, I should say. And this is off the Trente Müller reworked, remixed album. And this is also one of those albums that I would say every song on it is fantastic. And the track we're going to listen to here is Tide, alternative instrumental version. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy this. Thank you.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're still listening to Sound Square, at least for the next 30 minutes. And my name is Derek. So we just heard, before the Trippin' Balls, a little Trentemula. And it looks like there were actually two songs that were remixed. Well, the same song that was remixed two different ways. So the first one I played was called Tide, and that was the alternative instrumental version off of the reworked remixed album. And then right after that I played the one I'd intended to play, which I like it a little better, and it's also called Tide, and that's the Mode Selector's last remix ever. So I hope you're enjoying the musical journey that we're on right now. And you know, a big part of that is sort of going through the week and you know, coming across new music and different music and rediscovering old music. And there's so much diversity in what a person does during the day. You know, You're at work, you're at school, you're at home, you're with your family, you're in the vehicle, you're on the bus, you're tired, you're energetic, and all of this music is very, you know, sometimes difficult to communicate to others in a cohesive fashion. So I hope that the way I'm putting this all together is somewhat pleasing and not too confusing. I'd like to switch it up a little bit on that note and play something a little more traditional. I'm sort of out of music to play right now, so I'm going to try to come up with something else here, and hopefully the YouTube will not disappoint here. Let's see here. I'm sort of going to go in blind on this one and just pick a random version of this song, but that could always be a bit of a, you know what it's like to play videos on YouTube. I mean, generally you can pick the best one based on sort of most views, or maybe the video looks professional. I mean, but sometimes you just get like a whole schwack of random stuff and it's hard to know maybe the sound quality or the version, etc. So let's see here, what looks like a good one. Let's try this here. Yeah, let's give this a try. We're going to play a song called the Ashikan Farewell. Ashikan. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. It's a great little piece of folk music. Mostly violin heavy. Maybe a little guitar, a little piano. I'm not too sure about this particular rendition. So, you know, for the next maybe 10, 15 minutes, we'll play maybe something a little more traditional. Might throw in a little Rankin Family for all the Rankin Family lovers. Great Canadian East Coast band. So without further ado, let's see what YouTube gives us. Thank you.
gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and arm and row and row, all for Madam's wedding. Over hill, ways up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past the shielings through the town, all for the sake of marrying. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and arm and row, all for Madam's wedding. Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill her creel, plenty bonny bairns as well, that's a toast for Mari. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and arm and row, all for Mari's wedding.
Red her cheeks as roses are, bright her eye as any star, fairest of them all by far, that's my darling Maddie.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and arm and row, all for Maddie's wedding.
Over hill, ways up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past the shieling through the town, all for the sake of Maddie.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel, toe for toe, arm and arm and row, all for Maddie's wedding. Plenty herring, plenty veal, plenty feet to fill her creel, plenty bonny bairns as well, that's the toast for Mari. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and row, all for Maddie's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and row, all for Maddie's wedding.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I was able to fly. And the trees were even higher than in childhood, because they had been growing during all the years since they had been cut down.
And you're still listening to Sound Square with Derek Toker on 101.9 FM CITR. I just had someone call in and ask if this was Breakfast with the Browns or something along those lines, so I was actually quite flattered because that's pretty much my favorite show that I've been listening to for the last almost decade now. But maybe the fact that the Rankin family was playing was a bit of an indication that we've gone in a sort of different direction. So we just heard the Rankin family off their self-titled album from 1989, and the song there was called Mari's Wedding, and it's a great little tune. Maybe a little too peppy. I couldn't find some of the other songs off the album I wanted to play, but I think that one sort of captured the spirit. And before that, we had a great rendition of the Ashiken Farewell by Jay Ungar and Molly Mason family band. That was just a random YouTube discovery there, so I think that went over pretty well. So we've got about 10 minutes left here, and I've got a few tracks that I have to get in before then. And what else can I tell you here? Well, while I dig those up, let's listen to something new, well, off of his latest album, Matthew Deer, and we'll listen to Headcage, and this is off of his album called Beams. And I have some of his older stuff. It's pretty dark, pretty sort of down-tempo, but I haven't really had a chance to listen to this one too much, so let's see here. My CD player has gone to sleep, literally. Okay, so this is Headcage, and you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Thank you.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Creation, where am I going with no destination? Why, if the fish came from the sea? Why, if my lover made me feel free? Why, if my intake caused revelation? Why, if the point was reincarnation? Why, if my shoes don't
numbers, my dick. If it's not working, oh, I don't just make it wide. If your mama said you want it, if you are lost, find where you're at. Wall is a number without any time. You can't get higher with nothing but time. Why have a body if you ain't got a lot? Wall is a searcher with nothing to find. Why is the traffic refusing to stop? Why climb the ladder if you can't reach the top? When you sleep at night, say how the blind man fills up with light. Why is the bird with nowhere to fly? How can you leave and not say goodbye? Why is a hunter?
All right, everybody. Looks like we're almost out of time today for our broadcast. My name is Derek, and you've been listening to Sound Square. I'm sort of talking over this song right now. It's by Moloko off her 1995 album, Do You Like My Tight Sweater? And the song title is Where Is the What If the What Is the Why? But we're going to have to cut it short. Before that, we were supposed to hear initially some Matthew Deere, but it looks like I accidentally put on some more Trent Amula, but that was actually a pretty cool song. And it was Does Not Matter featuring The Pierces by Casper Bjork. And that was a Trent Amula remix of that song. And then after that, we did hear the Matthew Deere song Head Cage off of his new album Beams. So I'd just like to thank you all for tuning in. 101.9 FM CITR. And if you're interested in catching a podcast of the show or dropping me a line, you can follow me on Twitter at Derek Toker, and I'm sure if you punch in some incarnation of Derek and Toker, you'll be able to figure it out. And so I'm going to leave you with some new music, brand new music, from an incredible DJ group out of Ottawa, Aboriginal group, A Tribe Called Red. We did an interview with them last month from their previous album that was nominated for a Polaris Award, their self-titled album, and they've just released an EP called Trapline. It's up on SoundCloud, and I really like the artwork. If you want to check it out, it's sort of like a minimalist forest with this very jagged rope that's coming out of it, you know, sort of as the trap. So you can sort of imagine what they're trying to catch. Because I have no idea. But anyway, the song we're going to listen to is No One Out Can Compete. And up next, we're going to have Vanessa Brown filling in for Ryan. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a great weekend.
So let me forth the gift. I can't compete. talent, so let me flaunt the gift. Talent, so let me flaunt the gift.